Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful Saturday morning, and we welcome you in. And if you enjoyed the opening theme music, that was Nat with opening theme music. There, we have promoted him before, as we've talked about before. If you like any of his music, you can check out NakHipHop.com. That's NakHipHop.com. He is right now involved with the Artifex Music Collaboration. Putting out more music. For the cause, more positive rap, and if that is something that you're interested in, definitely check it out, because it's a great opportunity. We are here yet again, another service focused, another radio service focused on Chapter Focus Week and talking about the experience. And today we're kind of going to be moving more from the experience and in the moment to turning that moment into a movement. And what does that look like coming back to campus? And we have a great guest that will be opening up and sharing his experience in the broadcast coming up. But I just wanted to continue this. We just wanted to continue the broadcast and this idea of stressing it, because it was such a hot thing last month that when we talked about it. So, we are here yet again. We're going to be, opening up and stressing how we can turn the moment of Chapter Focus Week into a movement on campus, and many other moments that we have that are transitional into moving us into something bigger. But we'll get down into what Chapter Focus Week is, what InterVarsity is, the organization that organizes it, later on as we open the broadcast. But first, we're going to open in a quick word of prayer, and I invite you all to join me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come and just discuss great opportunities that we are given to grow and learn spiritually and take your kingdom into the darkest places of the world. Lord, I ask that as we come together and speak, Lord, you'll just be on our hearts and you'll be on our minds. You'll be on the hearts and minds of listeners, Lord, as we come in and we just partake of your wisdom and partake of the experience that you've blessed and granted us with, Lord. I ask that we can all walk away from this with a new sense of purpose, new sense of direction, in some way, shape, or form throughout the next month, throughout our lives, Lord. And I just thank you for another beautiful day that you've given us an opportunity to praise and bless you, Lord, in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
With that, I'm just going to give a quick recap of what InterVarsity is and what Chapter Focus Week is. For those of you that do not know, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is a campus ministry that establishes and advances the witnessing communities of students and faculty on campuses. Major goal, as stated in the vision statement, is to see lives transformed, campuses renewed, and world changes developed. And so in doing that, InterVarsity is on multiple campuses all throughout the U.S., and they serve as a conduit, if you will, and even a catalyst to, establish communities that people can experience the gospel and learn the word, and then in turn take that out into their communities, take that into their majors, take that into their lives, family, relationships, whatever that may be. And they have many conferences and they have many events that that help in that spiritual growth, that help in that leadership training. And Chapter Focus Week is one of those experiences that they grant students that are involved. It's a great opportunity for students as a chapter in this Great Lakes area in the Midwest region to come and study God's Word with their chapters that are on their campuses, and just get some direction for not only how you can go back to campus and change things, but also how you can go back in your lives in general and bring and make the gospel relevant. It's an opportunity for Christians as well as non-Christians to really get an understanding of how you can be effective on your campus. So Chapter Focus Week is just one of those great opportunities to learn, what it means to really live, a Christian life. And as we talked about last week, it was one of those things for many people, it's an opportunity to take ownership of their faith, not just have it that, Christianity is their parents' faith, and that's just what I call myself because that's what my parents are. But it causes you to take ownership of that faith and really, ask yourself, is this what I'm living? And if I'm really living this, you know, how do I make sure that it's in every aspect of my life? But it also, you know, it grows you closer with the members of your chapter on your campus, as we talked about as well last month. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to grow relationships with people. But yeah, today we're going to be talking about primarily how we can take the moment of Chapter Focus Week or any moment that may be similar to that and turn it into a movement, not just on our campus, but our in our lives. And so we actually are going to be digging a little bit deeper. But right now I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Quentin, to just give a little bit of you know, background on the subject.
Good morning, everybody. One thing is, before I do anything, I'm aware that my mic was not unmuted last time when I was supposed to be giving introduction to myself. So I apologize for that, and I'd like to say good morning to everybody again. And just going off of what Trey was saying when he was referring to all of the different things that chapter Focus Week represents, for me, it being my first time going to Chapter Focus Week this year, I learned a lot of various different things about what the group is and what the organization does and how the network of organizations that are a part of Chapter Focus Week expand far wider than just America itself and even just little Michigan here. We had saw that it's a group that's spread all around the world, and there's a lot of different places that are a part of it, and there are other organizations that they work in collaboration with. There's there were a lot of other events that were even promoted at Chapter Focus Week for other groups of fellowship that we can take part in. One thing being Urbana, which is coming up in December, in which it's a pretty big gathering. It's kind of like, for lack of a better example, it's kind of like the Mega Fest for the youth. And it's a lot of things that go on in that time frame. It's musical performances, pastor, it's a lot of sermons. It's a whole lot of things going on. And InterVarsity does an amazing job promoting all of these different events. There are a lot of different outreach programs for various different young people to go to and take part in. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And it's a whole lot of missions that are ran so that we can get change spread throughout the world. It's not just something that we go to for 1 week and you pretty much have your experience and then it's over with. It's something that spurs you and encourages you to take what you've learned and build upon it and use it in the real world. Use it out there outside of the camp. It's basically a training ground that trains up leaders so that we can spread this word effectively. And it was a really amazing experience, and it's some really great things. We'll have even more information for people who may want to go. If you have any questions about going to the event, you could always hit us up, and we can figure out what works best for you in your area. We can see different things that are working for you in your area as well. So if you have any more questions about Chapter Focus Week, you feel free to call in and ask questions, and also leave us messages on our main page. There's also there are some great people that you can end up meeting up there, and it's just a really great experience. It's some really awesome things to see, and it's things that you can't. It's an experience that you definitely want to experience for yourself. And then I'm going to pass it back over to you, Trey.
Yeah, and it's definitely, if you have any questions, if you are trying to figure out more about Chapter Focus Week or InterVarsity, you know, definitely get us, you know, give us a call, send us a message, because InterVarsity is part of IFES, which is a larger organization of multiple campuses, universities, student movements all over the world. So even if you aren't in the U.S., there's a good chance that you have IFES movements in the country that you live in. And if you are in the U.S., we can definitely connect you with InterVarsity resources near you. But we can save that for later. Right now, we have a guest calling in at 8522. If you would like to state your name, where you're calling from, and give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, hi, guys. This is Josh Fritzky. I'm a campus staff worker with InterVarsity Merced Western, and I'm calling in from St. Joseph, Michigan today. I'm over there doing some work and catching up with family this weekend. So, yeah, it's an honor to be on your show. And
awesome, man. Thank you for giving us a call in. Yes, Josh is one of our campus staff for WMU. I've known him for pretty much all of the years that I've been involved in InterVarsity, and I mean, he's a great equipper of leaders and you know, an encourager and a great brother in Christ that I've experienced in the past a few years that I've been involved in IZ. And yeah, it's great to have him on the show. So, in terms of you know, we already talked a little bit about kind of the focus of turning Chapter Focus Week, turning that from a movement, from a moment, and turning that into a movement on campus and in our lives. You know, could you give us a little bit of background, because you are a student as well in IB, am I correct?
Yes, yeah.
Right. So give us a little bit of background on what it was like for you being a student and how that's affected and impacted your life.
Sure. Yeah, so I came back to college. I was a little bit of a non-traditional student. I came back to graduate a little bit later in life. Like, I finished off an associate's degree and worked a little bit. So I came back to Western a little bit later, and I was kind of sporadically involved with InterVarsity. I came basically only to the large group services and fun events for like about 6 months. And I remember really praying about it, and I was in a moment in my life where I really felt God was calling me into something like deeper, like a deeper walk with Him. And I didn't have a lot of joy in my Christian life. I was like, I should be experiencing more of God, and like it should look differently. And what God kind of stuck His finger on through the Holy Spirit was, I needed to be sharing my faith more actively. So I was pursuing like what that looked like. And at that kind of pivotal moment, I got more involved with InterVarsity. And I'd been sharing my faith at work with coworkers, but hadn't had a lot of success. And I remember coming to Chapter Focus Week, and I was just, I just felt equipped. Like, I went to my first year, my only year as a student, I went to small group leadership training. And it gave me this missional perspective of how to take something I love, like God's Word, and like teaching that and helping dive into that with like a Bible study, and bringing that to students who may or may not be Christian. And it just kind of like radically shifted my perspective of how like I could take stuff that I love and had grown up in the church doing and really like bring that and invite non-Christians into that as well. And so that was one of the pivotal parts for me as a student, because I really, you know, just caught this excitement for what God could do in, as we as Christians step out and be missional and in our faith and share what we've learned in the gifts that He stewarded and given to us, or given to us and stewarded them to others. So I think that was one of the really awesome things that Chapter Focus Week did for me. And I think personally too, I think that's really what started, like, me going to Chapter Focus Week was very much set up by God. Like, there was a lot of things to keep me from going, and there was a lot of ways I pressed Him in prayer, and I was like, well, God, if You want me to do this, I need this door to open. And
right.
God started to do that. And I think that was, I think really Chapter Focus Week was pivotal in me deciding, like, really hearing God's call for me to come into, like, full-time missions as a campus staff worker. And I just want to say, like, I think that's been true for a lot of other students, too, like, hearing God's call either to come in to full-time ministry as a missionary, or, like, Gabe, who came in as really heard God's call and reaffirm affirmation to be a pastor. And so I think there's definitely like just this CFW is this place where students can come and really hear from God's voice in a very clear way, because this openness there. And I think it really has led many students into serving God in, like, whether full-time missions or vocational ministry through what they're doing. So,
right. And I think that's big. You know, as we talked about last month, there were a lot of people who experience God in a way that they had never experienced them before. I think
that's
one of the amazing things about Chapter Focus Week, and a lot of people talked about that and how that led to changes, you know, in their lives. And I've even talked to some people recently who have gone for the first time, and just the way that they are experiencing things now, they never would have if they had never gone to Chapter Focus Week. So I think that's amazing that you say that. You know, I think, you know, it's obvious that, you know, that's impacted you in a way that, one, you become staff with IV. So, you know, you're in ministry in that regard, and you're in a lot of ways giving back to students in a way that someone, you know, sowed into you. What's that experience like for you going to Chapter Focus Week, you know, now as a staff? You know, now you're on the kind of, you're a lot of times on the giving end of that now. What is that like?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a little bit different dynamic as staff, but really I love Chapter Focus Week almost even more as a staff, because I believe, like, even just, it seems like I give a lot, and I do, but the things I receive are almost just as much, too, just as seeing how God works in the lives of students and getting excited and passionate about that. And I think there's just this almost like joint vision cast of, like, staff are casting vision to students for why being missional is important, and, like, just pouring into them and giving them these different resources to help, like, put into their arsenal as they, like, are equipped to go out and serve God on campus. But then there's also this, like, reciprocation of, like, students who, like, are excited and, like, have this energy of, like, I've been waiting for this. Like, I'm excited to go out and do this. And, like, that gets me really excited, and it really pumps me up and reaffirms, like, the vision that God's placed on my heart. So I think, like, there's this joint, like, gift for staff too, as, like, seeing students, like, really equipped and excited about going out on campus and or into their world and sharing what they've learned. So, yeah, I definitely think go ahead, Vincent.
No, I'm sorry. You can go ahead and go finish what you're saying.
Yeah. The last thing I was going to say is, like, yeah, I think it's definitely a lot of work, but it's neat as staff. I think I've recognized even more so, like, where the Holy Spirit's been working in the camp as a whole, or even in, like, the chapter. And it's been neat to see that, like, as staff, like, we have a chance to come back multiple years. So I've been coming, 4 years on staff and 1 year as a student. So it's neat to see kind of, like, the whole progression of where the chapter has been at Chapter Focus Week and how it continues to grow, and how there's different seasons of students who, like, are really empowered and stuff by what God's doing there. So,
well, man, I think that's amazing. That's a perspective, you know, I don't hear a crowd often, because, you know, me, you know, as, you know, being a student, you know, I hear from a student's perspective all the time. And I know we've had our talks in the past, but it's great to hear that perspective and just kind of see, you know, how it is, like, as a staff who was a student in that. So I think that's great. You know, one of the other things that I have, the questions that I have, because, I mean, you know, you're staff, and that's great. But, you know, you may not always be university staff, but I know that you've had friends who maybe didn't go on staff as university, but were still impacted in a great way by Chapter Focus Week. Could you give us kind of a preview of what that looks like for, you know, maybe someone who goes out and they go into their vocation, but it's vocational ministry? Can you kind of give us an idea of that?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So one of my friends I could think of, his name's Ryan, and he is a teacher in the Grand Rapids area. And just as far as, like, him, he's got such a heart for students and really caring for them well. And he's been teaching in difficult situations where students, the current situation he has, students are mostly from single parent homes and just have had, like, hard life. And they haven't been told, like, they're loved very much. And, like, Ryan can bring that perspective where his students know that he cares about them, and also have a chance to share, like, you know, like, why he does that. And I think, like, when he shares that, like, he has a chance to share a little bit about, like, how God has, like, impacted his life. And I just think that's neat, because I know that if Ryan didn't have that kind of missional perspective and didn't have that heart from God for serving others that I believe he received in InterVarsity, and especially things at Chapter Focus Week. I don't think that he would necessarily, like, do that and stay in a difficult situation as a teacher, but he does. And I think there's students who are impacted by having a godly man teaching and caring for them and speaking truth into their life. And, I think it's made a huge impact on his students. I think that's one way, like, students who don't go into full-time ministry can be in full-time ministry, so to speak, like, by serving God in their vocation, like teaching.
I think that's super important, and we'll be getting into that a little bit more. But thanks, Josh, for calling in. I mean, it's been great hearing from you, great hearing your perspective on it all. We really appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, thanks, Quentin. Thanks, Winston. I appreciate you guys, and God bless Kept on Campus community, and yeah, looking forward to hearing more what you guys do.
Thanks, man. Thanks, for sure.
Thanks. Bye.
Like I said, Josh has got a wealth of wisdom. He's been a great brother and, mentor in a lot of ways to me since I've been, involved in IB. So, it's always great to hear his perspective. But, just on this subject, we'll be getting into this a little bit after our commercial break. But, it's more than just, it's a great thing for me to do as a student. It's a great thing to do for the campus. Once you get done with your schooling, whether you finish your schooling or not, you still have the rest of your life that is unaddressed a lot of times in school. Your school prepares you for your job, but getting started in God's kingdom prepares you for the rest of your life, for every aspect of your life. And I think that's one of the amazing things that Josh touched on in referencing Ryan, who is also a friend of mine. And I definitely know, Ryan's testimony and his experience. And I know that, InterVarsity has been a big part of just kind of changing his perspective and different things like that. And I just know how IV has really changed him. So I think that it... when we get into how we can find ourselves putting God at the center of even our work and our decisions career-wise, I think that'll be a big thing. But at this moment, we're going to take a quick word from our sponsors.
Broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these. You've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministries Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, highlighted by Ambassadors Winston Lewis and Antonio McCoy, which is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith, while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campuses, both physically and spiritually. Join in the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/KeptOnCampus.
Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions to Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN@KingdomComeNet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always,
you are welcome.
Yes, you are welcome. We welcome everyone to the Kept on Campus Radio Service broadcast. That was a word from our sponsors, Kingdom United Ministries Network. As mentioned, you can head over to www.kingdomcomenet.com to check out more information on what God is doing in His kingdom throughout the world. And you can check out information on the other broadcasts that was mentioned in that commercial, as well as the Good News Exclusive blogs. The Monday Morning Pew is always a great recap of the previous week, as written by one of our founders, Winston Lewis. We invite you all to check out the page, find out how you can get involved, find out what you can, you know, how you can help. There's many things that God is doing currently through His kingdom, so find out how you can get involved. You know, it's not something that you just have to sit back and hear about, but you can also get involved. So head over, contact us, and find out what you can do to be a part of God's work. And, with that, we are coming down to the bottom of the hour here, still talking about the Chapter Focus Week experience. You know, we heard from Josh Fritzky, who is staff on Western Michigan University's campus in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and his experience with Chapter Focus Week, pre-staff and post-staff, and how that and what that looks like for other people who may not have gone on as staff with InterVarsity, but have gone into different vocations and but are still serving God through their vocation and through their career choice. You know, that's one of the big things that I can say that that we are trained on a lot in InterVarsity is it doesn't stop with the campus. It doesn't stop with our schooling. For, you know, I would say 90% of us, we're not going to stay on school, on campuses the rest of our life. You know, yes, some people go on to be teachers and educators, you know, but there are a lot of people who go off and they're businessmen, they're engineers, they're musicians, they're artists in some way, shape, or form. You know, there are a lot of different vocations that don't involve you being on campus. So the question is, you know, how do I take that experience from our campus and I take it into the world? Well, I mean, it starts with putting Jesus at the center of your life. You know, as Josh mentioned, a friend of ours, by the name of Ryan, who is a teacher, you know, who Jesus is ingrained in Ryan's life. Therefore, Jesus is at the center. So everything that Ryan does, it's supposed to reflect, you know, what's at the center of his life. And the same is true for, you know, his job as an educator, you know, that the characteristics of who he is as a Christ follower, it shows in what he does. And that is the key, you know, putting Jesus at the center of who you are and moving accordingly. You know, it doesn't stop at Chapter Focus Week. As people mentioned before, Chapter Focus Week is just a catalyst. It's just something that inspires change in some way, shape, or form. And when we come out of Chapter Focus Week, the goal is not, oh, that was a great week, and then go about the rest of our life. Chapter Focus Week is supposed to be, that was a great week that inspires me to change this or that thing. And so many people throughout the years have gone through Chapter Focus Week and had amazing life change because of it. People have given their life to Christ during Chapter Focus Week. People have pledged to mission work during Chapter Focus Week. And, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be. Not just in Chapter Focus Week, but in any moment, in any spirit-filled moment that we experience God in a way that we never have before, it's supposed to encourage some form of change that is not just in the moment, but it's through lifetime. And, you know, that's something that, you know, that I've heard used often in InterVarsity is turning moments into movements. And it's what Jesus did. Jesus took a moment, a chance encounter, or a planned encounter, you know, honestly, with someone, and he turned that into a movement. You know, it went from one person just coming to ask for forgiveness or healing, and he turned that into an entire city or an entire village hearing about the gospel. He turned one opportunity for restoration and healing, you know, and he would heal entire groups of people. That's the type of vision that Jesus had. You know, he didn't just look at the moment and say that that was great, but he looked at what could be and what should be. You know, and if we're supposed to follow his example, we should do the same thing. In these moments that we experience God, you know, we have to make sure that we are able to move forward in a way that is different than we would have before that moment in that experience. You know, given the state of affairs in our country right now, our prayers are with South Carolina and in the tragedy that occurred this previous week. But one of the most encouraging things through all of this is that God's love is still being shown, not just to the victims, but to the shooter. You know, I've read countless times that the church, as we should, you know, the victims themselves have forgiven that man and reminded him that he is still loved by God. And to me, that is the most amazing thing in this world, is that in the midst of loss and pain and hurt, you still are able to show God's love, because that's what it's all about. Because that's what Jesus did. In the midst of that pain and that hurt, he still showed God's love, the pain of him being on that cross. And turning that moment of pain, anguish, and hurt into a movement of change. You know, not saying that I'm going to hate you, but that I'm going to love you regardless, because that's what we're supposed to do. That, in and of itself, is the greatest thing. More powerful than any weapon, more powerful than any hate, more powerful than any discrimination, racial injustice. That is power.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to love regardless of what happens. And that, my friends, is turning that moment of tragedy into a movement of love and restoration. And, you know, this is ultimately what we're supposed to do in life. We take moments and we make movements about out of it. What are your thoughts, Quinn?
Yeah, this, as you said, the state of the world is just so much, such a reassurance of why we need to take this seriously. Why these experiences that we go through can't just be something that we go to, feel good about ourselves, and then go back to the same old habits. Because looking at this event that took place and seeing how through all of that anguish, through all of that pain, that the people who had lost people that they'll never get back in their lives, and how they still had it in them to forgive one who could wrong them, that is strength that goes much farther than anything that we can just straight say and we can go through the motions and say. That's a true demonstration of what strength is. And we talk about transformation all the time, about how the impact of transformation should be to the point where it's a visible and it's a deliberate sort of thing. It's a thing that you put immediate attention into doing. And when you look at people around us who go through so much, yet they still believe, yet we get afflicted by small things, things that shouldn't sweat us whatsoever. We hold chips on our shoulder over stupid, menial things.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much, it's just proof that goes to show that we had to step up our game. It's not something that we can go through the motions any longer with. We either are going to be with it or we're not.
Yep.
We don't have any room to be warm about these things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make up our mind to either serve him or not. That's what it comes down to. Because there's so much going on in this world. I hear all the time people want change. People post on their social media, oh man, I wish that this stuff would change. I wish that these people would do this and that. And the truth is, change starts with us. If we don't start off changing first, then we can't change a world if we don't even want to get ourselves changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really important right now in this society. There's too much words being spoken, and there's too little effort being done to make things different.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about everybody else, but I grow tired of always saying that we want to see change, we want to see difference, we want to see people be brought to the Lord and see the goodness that he has in his life. How can we spread those words if we can't get it right in ourselves? How can we do that if we have division amongst ourselves? If when we see each other in the church that may not, if we see somebody in a church who looks slightly different than us, we don't even want to bother to try to welcome them in. Or we see somebody on the corner who's looking for help, and all we can do is say, oh, I'll pray for you, bro, instead of actually trying to help that person out. It's time out. It's something that we need to put to rest. And as much as I'd like to say about that, we actually have a caller coming in right now. We have a caller at 734-386-9980. We're going to put you in right now. Caller, state your name.
Hi, this is Octavia.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, how was there something that was grounded in the spiritual discussion that you want to add in?
Well, you guys were talking about, like, everything that's been going on, and I just, like, kind of had to chime in here. I'm actually writing a book about the Black Lives Matter campaign called Black Lives Matter, and it's going to be a poetry book with every situation, starting from the Trayvon Martin case until the Charleston one that just happened. So I just wanted to add that in there. Like, you guys were right about, you know, everyone talks about these situations, but no one wants to step up and actually do anything. So I'm hoping my book would be kind of like a step. Like, people will read that and be like, oh, my gosh, like, we need to start doing more and coming together and things like that, which is kind of what I want to do with it. And so when you guys started talking about it, I was like, oh, I got to chime in here and let them know what's going on. So just
look out
for that.
That's great.
Yeah, we can definitely work on, you know, giving promotion and everything like that. But, yeah, I think that we can, you know, try and move forward, you know, together, you know, on such things and getting people's voices heard. We give us just a sec here. Go ahead, Quincy.
Yeah. And also, if you would like to share any of that stuff, if you have any poems or anything that you would like to share, that'd be something that we could promote here on our page. It's also something that we encourage to anybody who's listening. If you ever have any sort of works that you're working on that pertains to any sort of spiritual art or anything that you have, then we'd be happy to post it here at our page. That's what we're all about. If you ever have any sort of thing that you would like to promote like that, we can always help you out. We encourage anybody who's listening that if you have some sort of venue that you specialize in that you would like promoted, Kept on Campus and the Kingdom United Ministries Network is a good place to do that, especially when it comes to things of this importance. We would be more than happy to have you guys spread your word, the word that you've been given from God, on the broadcast. That's what it's all about. And it's something that it's a real blessing to hear Octavia is doing that with her work. It's something that I was talking about with a friend recently about the gifts that God gives us and how we can use them to be the change that we want to see for this world. Because we are all given so many different gifts, and we're all given things that were planted in us by God. And they have the power to be amazing if we put it to the right use. And no matter what whatever you're good at in life, there's a way that you can channel it to benefit the kingdom. We've been given these gifts to be used for the betterment of others. That's what we have to realize about our gifts, and that's amazing what Octavia is doing with her gift, how she's doing things that are going to actually impact change, that are going to actually spur change, and that's really powerful.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's about taking what God has given you, that's because, I mean, ultimately, regardless of, you know, what track you take, whatever you do at Chapter Focus Week, it's the emphasis is following God, you know, with whatever gift that he's granted you. You know, everyone has been granted some sort of gift. You may say, oh, I don't have any gifts. Well, I mean, your gift could be seeing gifts in others, you know. That alone is a gift, you know. some people don't see the gift that they have, and you can bring that out of them. You know, it could be something as simple as that, but you have that gift in some way, shape, or form. You know, in the X-Men, Professor Xavier had the ability to see other mutants and see those that were hiding their potential, and he brought that out of them. You know, that in and of itself was one of the most powerful gifts, because he was able to assemble people who had these amazing gifts into one cohesive team. You know, and I mean, that's an example, but the major thing is realizing that we all have some gifts in some way, shape, or form. And as a church, as a body, we're supposed to come together and use these gifts for the betterment of everyone around us, to share the love that God has for all people. And I mean, that's ultimately what it's about. That's what we have to do. You know, coming down to the last few minutes here, we just want to encourage everyone listening right now that, you know, God is moving, you know, regardless of whether or not you see him, whether or not you're involved. And we want you to know that you are invited into that movement. And all it takes is experiencing that within a moment and getting on board with the movement. And for those of you that are listening who may not, you know, who may not consider yourself a Christian, who may not have declared that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, or maybe you've fallen away in some way, shape, or form, maybe you've wandered off the path, you're still invited. And as Quentin closes out, he's going to say a prayer of salvation and make a declaration. And I encourage you to make that prayer with him. But, yeah, Quentin is going to close us out in prayer, and that is going to conclude our broadcast for this month. And we just want to encourage you in that.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, first off, I would like to just give you praise. I just want to thank you for allowing me to see another beautiful day, Lord. Just thank you for allowing us to be able to wake up again. Lord, I pray that you would just forgive me for all sins that I've committed against you. I pray that you will just help me to not repeat these same mistakes over and over again. Help us to make an effort not to keep falling into these same traps and snares over and over again, Lord. I just pray that you will just be in the forefront of my mind in anything that I do, any and everything that I do. I pray that you will just bless anything that I put my hands to. Help me to have the strength to go forth and make changes in any place that I go into, to not be changed by the surroundings, but to change what's around me. I pray that you will just be the light and be the guide that lights my path, Lord. I just pray that you will just allow us to continue from here, take all that was said, and to run with it, Lord. I pray that the lessons that we see throughout the week, we keep in our lives, and we don't just put it on the shelves, Lord. I pray that throughout this next month that you would just be in the forefront of our minds. Help us to constantly do everything with the mindset that we're doing it as unto you, Lord. And I just pray that the blessings that you've given us, we can give back to others as well. And I just pray that you would just help us and do all of these things in your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank you all for joining in the broadcast, the Kept on Campus Radio Service broadcast. Remember, taking moments and turning them into movements, it's all possible through Christ. We encourage you to check out the Kept on Campus Facebook page and join. Find out what people are doing. That's where we promote. If you are a Christian artist, Christian writer, anything along those lines, let us know. We are in the business of promotion. We want to promote what God is doing. So send us a message, give us an alert, and we will be able to be in contact with you and get that information out there. So, and with that, we thank you for joining us yet another month, and we would love to see you again and hear from you again next month. Have a great month.
Have a great month.
Open arms. I play the hand that's dealt to me. They look like hopeless cards.